And we're joined now by Barbara Reich Freiberg, Metro Councilwoman for East Baton Rouge Parish, former school board member. And, of course, her father was a legendary Robert Reich. How many years did he teach at LSU, Barbara?
Oh, it was, from about 47 to he was actually teaching Gladys when he was 97 years old. He was teaching graduate courses just 2 months before his death. So that was a long time.
Over 50 years, I think. Yeah.
Well over 50 years, yes.
Yeah, the Landscape Architecture Building is named in his honor. And he had an impact on many people at LSU. And Barbara Reich Freiberg has an impact on many people based on her position as a swing vote on the Metro Council. And last week, we'll start with this Andrea Gallo's story in The Advocate read, and months of scandals, checkered audits, and multiple legal disputes were not enough for Metro Council members to overturn the will of the people who voted for a dedicated property tax that will dramatically increase the East Baton Rouge Council on Aging's annual budget from $3.2 million to $7.8 million annually. You decided to vote to let the tax go forward. I know it was something you gave a lot of thought to. Why did you do it?
Let's back up, Jim, and let's say that I was not part of the council that voted, the eight members who voted to put this on the ballot in November. I was not a person personally who voted for it in November because I was concerned about some of the things that were happening at the Council on Aging. Having said all of that, it did pass. I think that when I, put my hand on the Bible and I swore to uphold the laws and the Constitution of the state and nation, one of those obligations I have is to levy a tax when the people of this community passed the tax, which they did. Do I have concerns about accountability and transparency? Absolutely. What I didn't know, and I will tell you it was my first rodeo, and there are no excuses. I make no excuses. I should have known. But during that meeting, when I talked about we could wait because this tax doesn't get collected till January, it wasn't made clear to me until I asked that final question right before that final vote that that particular night, last Wednesday night, was the drop-dead deadline for levying the tax because it has to go to the assessor. I did not know until after that meeting that he had already bumped it back a month for us. It was really, we were supposed to make that decision by June the 1st. So if we had not passed a levy that night, we would have been liable in a lawsuit. We wouldn't have won. Now, having said that, there still is the opportunity in November when that is on our agenda to levy an assessment. And the assessment could change in November if we still do not have confidence in what's happening at the Council on Aging.
All right. Well, Andrea's story said, while all of the Democrats on the Metro Council have been outspoken proponents of the Council on Aging, they needed two Republicans to side with them in order to levy the tax. Republican Trey Welch long ago said he intended to approve it, but the key decider ended up being Barbara Freiberg. Now, based on all that's happened and all the response you've gotten, and I know some of it has been unpleasant, are you comfortable with the vote you made?
I am comfortable with the vote I made because I know that there are accountability measures in place that would allow us not to levy the entire 2.2 tax. So I feel very confident, and I feel confident that it was the right thing for me to do because I am obligated as a city council person to do that as the vote of the people.
Well, it was Tip O'Neill who said all politics are local, and I think you've gotten an indoctrination on that very dramatically in the last few days. I would suspect a few constituents have contacted you.
I've had constituents. I don't know if they're in my district. I know some of them are in my district. Some of them are out of my district. There have been some rather strange and absurd rumors passed around the district also. But, you know, I guess it's part of what happens when you try to be a public service servant and do what you feel is the right thing to do.
What's the most absurd rumor?
There was a rumor that I've had, at least 10 emails come to me saying, we understand you took a birthday cake, you baked a birthday cake for Alton Sterling's birthday and took it to the council meeting. My only reply to that is I haven't baked a cake in over 30 years, and I did not bake or buy a cake for any birthday party for Alton Sterling. But I think that was just, you know, it to me it was probably something that people thought would be inflammatory and would make for some negative thoughts about what I've done.
You wonder how this stuff gets started.
I have no idea. And I have asked everyone who sent me the email, can you tell me where it came from? And unfortunately, no one has been able to tell me the source, so I haven't been able to answer it.
All right, 877-217-5757 or 297-5633 if you'd like to call. Barbara Reich-Freiberg, who is a Republican, but a moderate one, and because of that, she shapes up on some issues as a swing vote, and another one is this smoking ordinance, which will go before the council. Is there a vote scheduled imminently?
There is supposed to be a vote, not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. So that makes it about the 28th, I guess.
Well, if passed,
council meeting. Jim, if we have just a second, I wanted to add that before we took that vote the other night, there were several things we put into the accountability for the Council on Aging, such as they must provide, initially in the Cooperative Endeavor Agreement, they were going to provide semi-annual financial statements. I asked for quarterly. We also have in there provisions that their meetings must be taped and available for people to see, videotaped. They must have ethics training. They must be in compliance with the state public bid law. There must be a Metro Council member on the board. And any audit that shows a misspending of money, that money must be paid back to the city. So we put in place five additional measures last Wednesday night.
All right. Now, on the smoking ordinance, which will go before the council, you say a week from this Wednesday, this would ban bars and casinos from allowing smoking. Last year, the council deadlocked 6-6. New Orleans and Monroe and some other municipalities in Louisiana have already passed similar measures. What's your read on this one?
My read is that I believe as an elected official, one of the main things we need to be concerned about is the health and welfare, the quality of life of our community. And I believe this is an important step for us to take. I know Lafayette is the most recent parish to put this ban in place. And I think it's the right thing to do. And I know there are many differing opinions on it, and I have done copious research on it, and I feel very comfortable in this stance.
Will it adversely harm casino business?
If we look at the data and statistics that come from other places such as New Orleans, it's possible that it could have a 20% effect on their business. That's what we saw in at Harrah's in New Orleans. However, there was also in the years prior to the ban a declining revenue at Harrah's. So it's unclear if that would be the data that we should look at. I don't know that it would be 20%, but it could be up to 20%.
What about secondhand smoke? That seems to be the big issue that has caused people like you to lean in the direction of going for the ban? Is that something that is so significant that it cannot be discarded?
I think it's something that's very, very important. There are over 3,000 workers in this city who work in these environments, and I believe that if they were not in that environment, they would not be exposed to something that we know is or can be extremely detrimental to one's health. I would say that, you know, we know 53,000 people die each year from secondhand smoke, and that is considerable. It's very interesting in the research I've done. Ireland, England, Scotland all have nationwide bans on smoking. And in some of the states where they have a statewide ban, I think there are over 20 states in this country that have a statewide ban. And we're talking not a ban on smoking. We're not, it's not a ban. People can still smoke. They just can't smoke in indoor instead of public.
And David in Woodland Ridge. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to support Mrs. Freiberg and her battle to get our state healthy. And as a resident who is from here and has spent time in other states, in particular Colorado, upon returning to Louisiana, it was very disappointing to see how unhealthy our state is in so many ways with regards to lack of bike routes and diet, of course. And I just want to thank her for taking on these sorts of battles and helping to, in essence, keep our quality of life and our residents healthy. And I know that these are not easy battles to fight, but I am in full support of her and appreciate her tackling these issues on behalf of people like us.
All right, David, thank you for your call, 877-217-5757. Barbara Reich Freiberg has said on today's show that she will vote for the ordinance to ban smoking in bars and casinos. She says there are about 3,000 workers who are affected by secondhand smoke, and if they're working there, they really don't have a choice to be exposed to this. But there are those, Barbara, and you've probably heard it, say, look, they don't have to work there. They can go find a job somewhere else. People who go to these bars and casinos, they don't have to go there either. What about those who say it's a personal freedom decision?
You know, that is a very strong argument, Jim, and it's one that I certainly understand that people have. Unfortunately, everyone who has a job in the casino isn't really able to find a job someplace else. For instance, there was a young man I was talking to. His wife is a dealer at the casino. He said, it's easy to say go find a job someplace else, he said, but she is great at what she does. So the individuals who work there are there because that is a skill. If they're a dealer, or, look, I don't gamble, so I don't know what all the different tables are, but they have an expertise in that. And I understand the personal freedom idea. I would say if the poll that was run in this area with 70% of the people not favoring smoking in indoor spaces is correct, and I believe it to be, I would say the majority of the people would say that their freedom is, you know, is compromised when people smoke in a public area. And, you know, we've made laws like someone who rides a motorcycle has to wear a helmet. Well, you know, we could say, well, personal freedom should say you shouldn't have to wear a helmet, or you shouldn't have to buckle up when you drive your car. You shouldn't have to put your seatbelt on, or why do I have to not text? The texting affects others, but the seat belt and the helmet are things that affect an individual, not other people. And we have passed laws that are in the good of what our community wants for the quality of life. So that is an argument, and I respect those who say that we're infringing on people's rights.
All right. Well, Another listener notes that this is an issue that has layers of complexity because it's a personal freedom issue, and then there's a health issue, and it's something that changes a longstanding practice. These casinos went into business with one expectation, and now will have to do business under another, and you say that it could lose 20% of their business. And here's a good observation from Heather saying that smoking is now technically banned on the LSU campus, but she says she sees people smoking on campus. Allie Baltazar, our producer, recent graduate, is shaking her head saying people are smoking like crazy on campus, even though it's illegal. Who's going to enforce this ban, Barbara Reich-Freiberg?
Well, let me say two things. Number one, we know that we spend $1.2 billion in smoking-related illnesses in health care in our state. On the other issue of who's going to enforce it, there are a few things in the ordinance that I am concerned about, and I'm still asking questions of some of the officials who helped put this together. One of those questions is, the enforcement. Right now in the ordinance, the enforcement goes to the local fire departments. And I have not heard from them as to whether or not they feel they can handle the extra calls that might come in because of
so they would be putting out a fire, I guess.
Yeah. There's a fine. There's a fee schedule for violation of the ordinance. But that to me is a concern, and I need to feel comfortable with that before I would vote, whether it be next Wednesday or the following meeting.
Have you ever been to one of the local casinos, Barbara?
I have not been into the gambling areas. I think LaBerge is a wonderful facility. I think there are their convention area, their banquet area. I know they do wonderful things for the community. I spent several hours with one of their lobbyists, and I know the good they do in this community. I've experienced that firsthand through nonprofits that I'm involved with. But I have not been into the gambling area of the casinos here in Baton Rouge. I've been at conventions in Marksville where I had to walk through the casino to get to the convention rooms. The same is true in Shreveport. But not here in Baton Rouge.
Well, what was that experience like? You're a non-smoker, I gather.
There are people who would not attend the conference in Marksville because they were going to have to walk through that area. And there were people who would walk around the outside to get to the area. You know, in doing my research, there are many states that have outdoor patio areas where gambling is allowed, so smokers can go outside and gamble. I thought that was an easy solution for us. I didn't realize till I got into my research that our state does not allow that. I did find out, however, that a task force that has been put together to take a look at gambling and gaming issues has made or may make a recommendation. I would say may make a recommendation that maybe up to 5,000 square feet could be outdoor space that could have gaming.
Now, is it your impression, Barbara Reich-Freiberg, that the council will vote for this ordinance to ban smoking at bars and casinos?
My impression is that they will. Again, I don't know if it'll be Wednesday night, but my impression is that they will. And I don't know how. I know because they have made it clear in public forums that there are several council members that will definitely vote against it. There are a couple of council members that I have not spoken to, and I don't know how they stand on the issue. So we'll see.
Are there exemptions for cigar bars and the like?
There's an exemption for cigar bars where the sole business is selling cigars, One of the things that was brought up to me is one of the largest cigar bars here in Baton Rouge also would like to expand to have a bar area and so forth. So it would that would not allow them to do that. But it does, I think Churchill's, it would exempt them, yes.
It would exempt Churchill's.
As it is right now, I believe.
Well, I can tell you that alcoholic beverages are certainly served at that establishment.
Oh, well, then I may have misspoken. I would just say that cigar bars are exempt, and I would have to defer on answering that question because I can't tell you. I've never been in Churchill, so I don't know.
Well, maybe there'll be a Churchill's exemption.
No, I don't think there'll be a Churchill exemption.
You ought to go in there. There's a nice painting of Winston Churchill on the wall.
Well, I will do that. I will do that.
But I would imagine their business would be affected in some way by this measure if smoking is not allowed, because after all, it is a cigar bar. But the Metro Council will be discussing this presumably a week from Wednesday, but you're saying it could sneak up this Wednesday?
Oh, no, not this Wednesday.
Okay,
no.
Okay. So the next meeting one week from Wednesday, okay?
It'll come up. This Wednesday would be planning and zoning. It's the next Wednesday that will be a regular council meeting.
All right, Barbara, we've got to go.